This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
New York City spent the day painting a rosy picture around the autocratic nightmare known as Agenda 2030.
In this great hall, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development was adopted. With its 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the agenda is hugely ambitious. Imbued with a universal and transformative spirit, the agenda sets out as a master plan for us to transform our world to one in which extreme poverty has been eliminated and peaceful, well-governed societies live sustainably and in harmony with our environment. During the 71st session, I am committed to a universal push for implementation of all 17 Sustainable Development Goals.
And then President Obama stepped up to the New World Order podium for his final love fest of himself as the President of the United States. As if speaking into the vacuum of space, Obama lectured the international body of globalist banking pawns with half-truths and grandiose ideas, still promising big things after 8 years of diligently checking off the multinational corporation's to-do list at the expense of any real hope or change benefiting the citizens of the United States.
We have made international institutions like the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund more representative while establishing a framework to protect our planet from the ravages of climate change. We see too many governments muzzling journalists and quashing dissent and censoring the flow of information. In medicine and in manufacturing and education and communications, we're experiencing a transformation of how human beings live on a scale that recalls the revolutions in agriculture. The existing path to global integration requires a course correction. And as these real problems have been neglected, alternative visions of the world have pressed forward, both in the wealthiest countries and in the poorest. Religious fundamentalism, the politics of ethnicity or tribe or sect, aggressive nationalism, a crude populism, sometimes from the far left, but more often from the far right, which seeks to restore what they believe was a better, simpler age free of outside contamination. These are the policies that I've pursued here in the United States, and with clear results. American businesses have created now 15 million new jobs. After the recession, the top 1% of Americans were capturing more than 90% of income growth. But today, that's down to about half. Last year, poverty in this country fell at the fastest rate in nearly 50 years. A society that asks less of oligarchs than ordinary citizens will rot from within. That's why we push for transparency and cooperation in rooting out corruption and tracking illicit dollars. Because markets create more jobs when they're fueled by hard work and not the capacity to extort a bribe. That's why we've worked to reach trade agreements that raise labor standards and raise environmental standards, as we've done with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, so that the benefits are more broadly shared.
Meanwhile, just outside the doors of the United Nations building in Manhattan, the true impact of Obama's policies basked in stark reality, as the number of black food stamp recipients has risen 58.2% under Obama, a stagnant GDP growth of 2.4% in 2015 froze any economic growth, and the national debt ticked away incessantly, as it essentially doubled under Obama's spending spree on global initiatives and the prerogatives of other nations. And while more possible radical jihadist terrorists pour into small cities across the United States, like Missoula, Montana, and Charleston, West Virginia, billionaire Obama and Hillary Clinton supporter George Soros adds more insult to injury by announcing a donation of $500 million to keep the destabilization of civilization on an even keel. CNBC reported the 86-year-old George Soros said in an official statement, "We will invest in startups, established companies, social impact initiatives, and businesses started by migrants and refugees. Will the unemployed coal miners be working for the refugees now?" John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, the 21st day of September 2016. We're going to come back and talk about the biggest debate in history set for next Monday.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome on the island many miles away from home.
Ladies and gentlemen, my plate is absolutely, completely full of over-the-top information. Obama did his last official UN speech as president, calling for a liberal world order. Yes, the world government's now liberal, so you're racist if you oppose megacorporations above the law that tax and control your lives. More foundation news is coming out where you would just pay Obama and Hillary and get ambassadorships and other high-powered placements. Completely criminal. They should all be arrested. John Boehner is cashing out. He's joining corporate lobbying firm that represents China. So you know why he won't go after Hillary or wouldn't go after Hillary for representing the communist Chinese as the Secretary of State. I mean, this treason is flagrant beyond flagrant. We're going to break all of that down. We're going to get into the latest terror threats and terror cells in the country, and the State Department admitting they know that they're bringing people in that are on terrorist watch lists. So we're spied on by the NSA to control the American people. But then when the father says, my son's going to attack, or when it's known people are visiting terrorist training camps, or it's known that They are actual terrorists. They're left alone. This is open and shut. We have an illegitimate, rogue, criminal government. But before I go any further, because it ties in to 650 million pledged by globalist corporations in the U.S. alone, 500 million more by Soros this week, 100 million 2 weeks ago by the Ford Foundation to fund open borders, to fund collapsing economies, and to fund focusing the revolution that's coming on the local government and police to ensure the further breakdown of society. Then the globalists come in and mop things up. I want to air another powerful report John Bowne has done that ties into this. The United Nations refugee agenda strikes the USA. And then we come back, Obama said, quote, submit to world government. Oh, Americans don't understand international norms. I'm so sorry, but we're going to have to accept them. You mean what globalists impose on third world countries? That's now the norm here? You mean Chinese-style censorship? That's now the norm here? They are dropping the hammer. All these articles and videos are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's all coming up today. Also, remember a few months ago, our reporters were in New York City, and a man got beaten up for just politely talking to Black Lives Matter, saying, what are you going to do when ISIS comes and strikes New York? Headline, Infowars.com. Man who was beaten up for warning of ISIS attacks in New York by BLM, proven right. We're going to play that as well. And then the big news. Just a gut level told me, because I knew they were going to, quote, have the feed hosted by a major university in New York, and so you could have every media outlet from Infowars to you name it carry the feed. We won't just be analyzing it and talking over this debate. That's how we can legally carry debates that have been hijacked by the mainstream media. I don't believe they should be able to do that. I believe it should be feeds available to all media, just like they're now doing. So this debate is 90 minutes. Coming up, 8 o'clock Central, we'll have an hour of live coverage before, and then we're going to carry the feed live with limited comments during clapping or breaks by yours truly. But we're going to have our crew in live time fact-checking and grabbing snippets and analyzing and putting clips out while the hour-and-a-half debate goes on. Then we'll have an hour-and-a-half of live post-debate analysis and your phone calls. So we're going to do a big 4-hour transmission next Monday, Infowars.com/show for the free feeds. Radio affiliates are going to be picking it up. A lot of our TV affiliates are also picking it up. This is very, very exciting to be able to counter the establishment media in live time. But because this is just going to be monitored and basically refereed by Lester Holt, who I think will do a pretty good job. He's got a pretty good record of, at least when he hosts debates and things, not throwing too many curveballs. We'll see what happens, though. Lester Holt is the one that's basically moderating, but he's not the one hosting it. It's a New York University. So we're going to actually be carrying the debate, not just giving commentary on it next Monday. But listen, my gut tells me there's a very good chance. I'd say 50-50. I don't want to stick my neck out, but I think Hillary's going to find a way to cancel. Or she's going to have a coughing fit and maybe even collapse. I don't like to get metaphysical, but months ago, before she fell down in New York, I was having dreams where she was at a debate with Trump and falls over. Now I'm not saying that's going to happen. Obviously, most of what you dream of, isn't prescient. But I'm telling you, I wonder if Vegas has opened up a betting line on whether she's going to make it A or B, collapse during it. All right, let's go to this John Bowne report.
Indulge me for a moment. What if one of your relatives, spouse, child, or even you innocently absorbed the shrapnel from one of the bombs detonated in Manhattan on Saturday night? Or just taken a knife wound in a mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota? Who would you hold accountable? The radicalized Black Lives Matter supporting Afghanistan-born suspect Ahmed Khan Rahami? Or the Kenyan-born Dahir Adan, a knife-wielding radical psychopath we are supposed to accept as a lone Wolf, or is it Donald Trump, because he is the only one cutting through the progressive BS, a display of honesty the PC culture has zero ability to accept after years of brainwashing to their own peril?
And I'll have more to say about it when we actually know some facts.
Well, I must tell you that just before I got off the plane, a bomb went off in New York, and nobody knows exactly what's going on. But boy, we are living in a time we better get very tough, folks. We better get very, very tough.
Or are the true culprits sitting comfortably with no fear of persecution? Many of them equally as untouchable as Hillary Clinton, smugly pushing the narrative of the crisis and normalization of the jihadist invasion of these United States in the halls of the United Nations in New York City right now.
It fills what has been a perennial gap in the international protection system. That of truly sharing responsibility for refugees in the spirit of the United Nations Charter.
But hey, whoops. The AP reports the U.S. government has mistakenly granted citizenship to at least 858 immigrants from countries of concern to national security or with high rates of immigration fraud who had pending deportation orders, according to an internal Homeland Security audit released on Monday. The Washington Examiner reports nearly 20% of the 4,600 Syrian refugees already brought to the United States were settled in the New York, New Jersey area, the site of the weekend bombings that reportedly could be a dry run of future terror attacks. CNS News reported almost 100,000 Somali refugees have been resettled in the United States since 9/11, including 8,619 so far during the current fiscal year. The largest number, some 16% of the total over the past 15 years, have been resettled in Minnesota, home to the nation's biggest Somali American community. Of the 97,046 Somali refugees admitted to the U.S. since the fall of 2001, 99.6% were Muslim, and 28,836, 29.7%, were males between the ages of 14 and 50. Under Hillary Clinton's watch as Secretary of State, roughly 700,000 Muslim immigrants were brought in. A very conservative estimation claims that 10 to 20% of those are radicalized. And Obama still wants to keep bringing them in. That's his answer to 29 innocent Americans being shredded by shrapnel in Manhattan. Meanwhile, Londonistan Mayor Sadiq Khan is throwing the first ball at the Mets game as if all is going according to the globalist plan. We are under total attack by a destabilization agenda of Western culture, blinded by our own tolerance of a supposed religion of peace, actually in the process of a total jihad that has been in effect in one way, shape, or form for over 1,400 years. Our government didn't seem to have a problem killing a supposed radicalized religious cult in Waco. What makes the dormant terror cells across the United States any different? Are American citizens supposed to sit on their hands while fellow citizens are blown up on U.S. soil and casually reported in the news cycle, knowing full well that what has become the normalized terror in the Mideast is now going to be a day-to-day occurrence here in the United States, while the United Nations sets up a strong cities network intended to enforce the United Nations Small Arms Treaty? Our Constitution grants U.S. citizens the dividing powers between the central and state governments. The branches of government, a system of checks and balances, and equal representation of the states. President Obama has routinely violated that power. Routinely supported by George Soros and the United Nations. With these latest attacks, there can be little doubt now. A traitor occupies the White House, and another traitor intends on moving in. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
You know, I don't want to just sit here and say George Soros is behind everything, but he is really one of the top generals trying to bring down Western civilization and promote evil. I mean, if you ask what side is Soros on, it's always the side of evil. This guy is the basis of modern James Bond villains. That's admitted. That's how bad he is. But they believe their crimes are so great and connected to so many politicians in different countries that they're too big to fail. They're such big gangsters, they believe they're invincible. Now, when we come back, Barack Obama pushing world government, basically putting down the United States like we're a bunch of idiot country bumpkins and that we're not conforming to international standards, when it's the American robber barons that set up the UN program with their European counterparts. It's all coming up. Plus, rioters attack truck drivers, loot Walmart after black man shot dead by black cop. We don't know the details of this yet, but we do know the Tulsa shooting of an innocent black man who was just there with a stalled vehicle is very, very sad. But it's not the basis for a civil war.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Well, the State Department has come out and admitted that there are terrorists coming in with the refugees. I was watching Fox News this morning. The supposed conservative alternative, fair and balanced. And 5 days after the terror attack, last Saturday, your terror attacks, they were still saying, is it terror? Is it lone wolf? Can we call it terror? And they had FBI and other counterterrorism experts on TV talking to people like they were 3 years old. And I said to myself, is this the Twilight Zone? They are deliberately dumbing information down. The message is the medium. And then you tune to CNN or MSNBC, it's even crazier. And now Hillary's trying to be Donald Trump with her big, you know, airplane behind her when she gives her little speeches. And suddenly, you know, she wants to have strong vetting and background checks of people coming in. She's becoming Donald Trump with how many days left to this most historic of elections? 47 edge of your seat days. And you talk about edge of your seat. I was calm when I got up here this morning. And when I went over the news and I looked at the information, I was hyperventilating. The energy level was so high and sweating. And I'm not somebody that's ever sweated in front of a crowd or going on air unless it's hot. And it's not even hot. And I was talking to the crew today. I said, why do you think I'm suddenly breaking out in the sweat? And they said, it's the energy. Everybody can feel it. Other people I know said, we're breaking out in sweats just listening to this stuff. It is crazy. I mean, we've got Obama going before the UN. We played part of it earlier. We're going to play more of it here in a moment. Just, yeah, you know, America's just understanding international standards. I'm trying to get them to do it. Like, it's just reasonable to have open borders and turn your guns in and have 80% tax rates and blah, blah, blah. This is the guy that became the head of the UN for a period of time, the first time ever, violating Article 1, Section 9, when he became the head of the Security Council. Remember that? Rubbing our noses in it. So I want to talk about this, and when we come back, I want to get into the mega debate. The biggest debate in history, they're saying 100 million. I had guesstimated a few weeks ago that it'd be as big as a playoff game, 70 million. Super Bowls are 80 to 90 million, 100 million. The biggest TV show in history was MASH. The 1983 finale got 100 million mark. They're saying this is going to surpass that. And the good news is everybody can carry it. I can go pay a service, get a feed, and carry the thing with InfoWars logo on it. We're going to be doing that, but also analyzing the media, what they're up to. But that's coming up this Monday from 7. It kicks off at 8. But 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Central is when the debate starts. 90 minutes. When we come back, we're going to discuss this, and I'm going to open the phones up, too. Do you think Hillary, who can't even stand up for 10 minutes, who has coughing fits constantly, who's falling down, the Secret Service told us, every hour? And I said, well, specifically, and they said, look, sometimes every 15, 20 minutes. She's so drugged up, though, to suppress the seizures that she's not as sick then. But then to be able to look like she's not drugged out of her mind and totally bedraggled somewhat focused so she can hornswoggle the public, they've got to take her off the depressants. That's what you give people to stop seizures, is different spectrums of depressants. My dad's brother, groggy, slow, when he's on the depressants, just as smart as I am, or my dad is, when he's off the depressants, he now has a brain chip. That's how they treat this. They don't just have nerve stimulators. They also have brain chips, and he's got a brain chip, and it's amazing. He is normal now, but then all of a sudden he'll go, well, I tell you, it's a very nice day today. It sounds like a machine. It is wild. And then that goes for about 30 seconds, and he goes, oh, it was stabilizing me. I'm okay now. I mean, that's the 21st century, folks, where someone in my family has a brain chip. And the point I'm getting at is I know about epilepsy. I know about head injuries. You know about them. Most people have been touched by head injuries or genetic epilepsy or chemically caused epilepsy. And so we know Hillary Clinton's got serious brain problems. She's degenerating quickly, and I've already digressed. So I'll come back, get into Obama and the world government garbage at the UN, rubbing our noses in it, and then we'll get into the debate. I'm going to open the phones up for longtime callers, first-time callers, who specifically want to talk about the debate. I want to hear from you. Do you think Hillary will make it to the debate? And then if she does, Will she have a coughing fit? I think that's a foregone conclusion. She gave a 10-minute speech earlier this week, had to quit, and then had to cancel all her other events until next Monday. So she's resting. Sleeping Beauty, the sleeping Medusa down in her crypt, getting ready for next Monday. Will she have a coughing fit? Guaranteed. Will she collapse? Probably.
March.
I don't think she'll make it. What do you think? Stay with us.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gambling man. I'm not saying I haven't played poker a few times in my life and put some money on it back in college or whatever, but I wonder if Vegas has already opened up a line. Or I wonder if London has opened up a line. They'll take a bet on anything, I know that. I'd almost want to open up a bet just as almost like a crowdsourced poll. Open up a line to see how many people think Hillary is going to, show up for the debate. And you can also have bets on how many times she'll cough during the debate. And then see, will she collapse during the debate or will she have to take a break and then come out 10 minutes late from the bathroom like she did last time? because our sources say she's having epileptic seizures every 15, 20 minutes when she goes off the drugs. And how does the Secret Service know she's on drugs? When her hair's all sticking up and she looks like she just woke up from a 100-year nap, and she clearly looks like somebody on depressants. She looks like the two members of my family that I have known that had epilepsy. When they're coming off a big epileptic seizure and bit half their tongue off, the doctor says, double down on your medication, and they can hardly talk. Well, that's how the bedraggled. I mean, Hillary looks wrinkled, hair all sticking out. She looks like a bag lady. And I'm not being mean on how she looks. She does not look presidential. She does not look like Margaret Thatcher. She does not look like the head of the IMF, Legrand, who's an evil lady, but, you know, looks good. Nice hair, dress nice. Imagine if Obama started coming out with wrinkled suits and his hair sticking out and his eyes all looking wild and he started falling down. I mean, because he's a man, they'd eat his lunch. Doesn't matter what color he is. People wouldn't put up with it. But because it's a woman, it's supposedly okay. I mean, there's so many angles to this. So I want to hear from you. I'm going to take a lot of calls on this subject, so you don't have to hold long. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Will Hillary make it to the debate? Will she? That's a whole other area of discussion. What excuse will she have? A big false flag attack in New York? Notice the first debate was set to be in New York, and now there's been terror attacks and terror cells. Okay, I'm not saying that's what's happening. I'm just trying to war game this. Will a new war start? I mean, who knows what they'll pull? Because she's got the president. Her crime syndicate that she represents, the next row of shark teeth to come into office, they'll do anything. Roger Stone, the article's up on InfoWars.com, says the Democrats are in total panic mode, more dangerous than they've ever been. And I absolutely concur with him. So will she make it? If she doesn't make it, what's the excuse? We may be about to see her admit, you know what, the wild card is she can tell the truth. And say, you know what, I really do have an illness. This is how she'd spin it. I didn't think it was as bad as it was. I thought it would get better. It hasn't. I have a brain tumor that's returning. And so I would like you to put me into office as the first woman. And I'll try to live a few years, maybe longer, but the prognosis isn't good. And then Mr. Kane and others will carry on because we know Trump's evil. She could get in on the sympathy vote. But it's not fake. She's sick. She looks like death warmed over. I'm wargaming this here, and you notice how many times we wargame something, it turns out to be right. Because our brains are just as good as theirs. Let's look at every angle. This is the $64 trillion question. Does she show up? If she doesn't, what does she pull to get out of it? Think about it. Wargaming every angle. And then, if she does show up, she's going to be heavily drugged, all frumpy, come out, look like she's asleep, try to open her eyes, and then just go through her talking points. What is that going to be like with Donald Trump, the golden toad, with, you know, 170 IQ and the street smarts of Godzilla? What's going to happen? It's going to be historical. It's going to be legendary. I'll never forget working in talk radio stations here in Texas and seeing people so excited for months before the Super Bowl and the playoffs. And, oh, the anticipation. Alex, we've got tickets. You know, you say you're not into football, but come on, man, we got tickets. We're going on a plane this weekend. I mean, it's the playoffs, man. There's going to be some hot girls there. Come on, man. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to stay behind and hike on the green belt and take my girlfriend out. I'm just not into it. Man, something's wrong with you, dude. We got tickets. We're going to be at the Jameson's table. The Jameson's is paying for the whole. I remember one time they're paying for our hotels. We're going to be at the Jameson's table broadcasting. Come on with us. Hell, you can talk about politics while we're covered. It's going to be a party. Zero interest. I've got so much anticipation on this election, these debates. I work a good 14 hours a day. I go home at 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, do more work. get up 6 in the morning, I got up at 4:30 in the morning this morning, did research, and just got more and more wound up until I got here about an hour before showtime, and I wanted to shoot a few videos and a few promos and things, and I was bouncing off the walls. And I am even foregoing coffee in the morning now to try to stop this energy level I've got now. I've even stopped taking Brain Force. It isn't stopping. I think I'm going to explode or something. I can't stand it, quite frankly. It's the energy level, though, and I know everybody else can feel it. Wow. So that's the other thing you can call in on, because we're doing not screen calls, but we're on topic here is what I'm saying. Screen calls with do you agree, do you disagree, blah, 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 then, you know, kick you off if you don't agree or whatever. No, if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear from you as well, but it's on topic. Will she show up? If she doesn't, what's the excuse? And will she make it without coughing? I give that 99% no way. And then, if she makes it on stage, will she fall out? I give it about a 40, 50% chance she's going to have to be helped and is going to have trouble standing. You know what? They're not going to risk this. I don't think she's going to make it. I don't think she's going to make it. I don't think she's going to make it. We should tweet that out and ask the folks on Twitter, do you think Hillary will actually make this debate? And if she does, will she make it through it? I mean, I would be nervous getting on the stage for 90 minutes in front of 100 million people with Donald Trump. Seasoned media journalist, you know, would be obviously having some butterflies here. This isn't just your ordinary event. She's going to get on the stage with Donald Trump. When the stress goes up, he only gets better. I've seen it with my own eyes in person. So, legendary, historic, ultra epic, over the top important, don't want to miss it, edge of your seat, doesn't even bring you one-tenth of the way there. I mean, how do I find in the semantical thesaurus lexicon of verbiage the proper colloquial twist on the nomenclature of hype when you can't hype something like this because it's already too important? So how big do you call this debate, or am I wrong? 800-259-9231. We have loaded phones. I want to play the world government clip, but first, we normally, in the last few years, basically double our audience every year on visits to InfoWars.com. And the web more and more is not about just your website. It's about your apps and your Facebook and your Twitter and all your other platforms. But all of our platforms together, we have been almost doubling the audience on the Internet every year. On terrestrial talk radio, it grows a little because we get some bigger stations, but it never gets above 200 stations. But it's grown quite a bit, but maybe 20, 30% a year. Which is good. It shows people are waking up. Look at the Trump phenomenon. Look at nationalism in Russia, nationalism in the UK, in jolly old England. We're all riding a wave of awakening. This is very exciting. And obviously InfoWars.com and FrontReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com and others have been right at the heart of that, Ron Paul and others, from the beginning. You, the listeners of the show, are Americana. You are the global 1776 resistance. I don't care where you are, whether you're in Africa or Latin America or Asia or Europe. I salute you. I'm humbled to be here. I try to do the best job I can, but I love you and I appreciate you. The problem is the world economy is so bad that as our audience goes straight up, until about 6-7 years ago, as audience went up, revenue went up. And then it was about 5-7 years ago, audience was going up, but revenue wasn't. I just had to get better at raising it and more into marketing, something I never really focused on. I would just do the minimum to get the money in and then stop. God, the amount of money I blew not at plugging years ago. When people had money, I could have put it and saved it and built stuff. But look, it's all in God's plan. The point is that the audience is now not going up by 90% a year. This year, probably because of the election, obviously, but other factors, 300% Internet increase? 300%? Yeah. 300%. 100% of that's drudging into us more. We're very thankful to Matt Drudge. But he knows we're all in this together. I mean, if we don't fix this, we're all screwed. We're all bailing water. He goes, hey, don't thank me. Bail. Get the land. I mean, I get it. But we need financial support. That's the area where audience goes straight up. a little bit extra revenue comes in. I hire a few people. I do this. I do that. But it's just not there. It's right now, especially the last month, we've not been bringing in the money we even need to operate at this level. Now, I'm like a squirrel. I put nuts away, but I can see into the future. We need to raise more money. So listen, we've got the very best products, things you need, nutraceuticals, gravity-fed water filtration systems, systems for your shower heads, non-GMO heirloom, open pollinated seeds, incredible supplements, nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. We have amazing Hillary for Prison shirts. We've got 20% off the highest quality methylcobalamin, organic, absorbable vitamin B12 that you take under the tongue. It's a liquid. The best from our research you're going to find. That's 20% off. It's a new special. But they came into me this morning. They said, listen, the only thing selling and floating the boat right now is Supermel Vitality. That would just, people really use it. They love it. Folks know they're getting paid today and tomorrow. We've had hundreds of emails saying, please extend the sale. Hey, fine. I'll just permanently lower the price 20%, okay? That makes people buy more of it to fund our operation. It's just very expensive to make because it's cold pressed. People love it. So I'll just extend it. I'll extend it through next Monday and just hope that more people order it so we don't lose money. But you take it in the morning, take it at night, put it under your tongue, absorb it, stamina, energy, libido. It's just a whole bunch of known, healthy, concentrated herbs into an oil form, cold press, so it keeps its key essence. We have female vitality as well. I don't ask me why. I guess the audience is mainly male. I don't know why we don't sell as much of the female. Because quite frankly, whether a female takes male or female, the female formula is just a little bit different. That's where you really see effects in certain areas. I'm just going to stop right there. I mean, this gets guys going a little bit. Women, it's dramatic. Dramatic. And I'm here to tell you. So that's not why we sell it. That's not even the angle. It's just that's what everybody notices. That's what's in the reviews. And so we have BioTrue Selenium. That sold out. A little bit more came in from the mustard seed. That funds our operation. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But I got to tell you, the economy must just be absolutely destroyed. I mean, the amount of traffic is just exponentially higher. But it's like water everywhere, not a drop to drink. All right, I want to go to your phone calls now. We don't have any guests today. I want to clear the decks to be able to take your phone calls. We've got just huge amounts of news, huge amounts of different clips I want to play. There is just so much coming up, but I hate to toot my horn. I mean, I just have a good guesstimation. It's just common sense looking at all the interest there is in this election and how the other debates, you know, we're getting 3-4 times the viewers that they used to, you know, 20, 30 million. Of course, the first debate with Hillary, 90 minutes. I don't think it's going to be 100 million. I'm predicting, because I've said it'd be as big as a Super Bowl or bigger. I said 70, 80 million a few weeks ago. But the more I think about this, because there's not one network carrying it, so they can suppress it and not let it get out, because they're doing it right, just having a university feed for everybody. I think that you'll first hear over 100 million in the U.S., and then hundreds of millions worldwide, and then you're going to see numbers once the internet numbers come in a few days later. I think you're going to hear that 500 million, maybe a billion, who knows? I think 500 million people are going to watch it live, more than the population of the U.S., and I think you're going to end up having probably a billion worldwide watch it in the week after. And if she falls out during this thing, oh, I'm telling you, this is epic. The arrogance, the bravado, the chutzpah, the false aplomb that she has when she knows she's sick. I mean, again, we told you 5 weeks ago, Hillary Clinton is falling over every 30, 40 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes. We're like, what has she got? We think epilepsy, obviously. We don't know if it's Parkinson's, brain tumors. Do you know? All we know is they're very secretive about it, and they're talking about some big announcement if it gets worse. 4 weeks later, she fell down, folks, just like we told you. We told you. She does like this in a circle and then falls down. That's why they got to have people beside her at all times. For the last year, everywhere she goes, people stand right beside her, and they're ready. They're watching her. She's stepping. She's being careful because this is serious, and stress is what brings on a lot of these seizures. In fact, I remember seeing my uncle one time arguing. He's been married a few times with one of his wives, not even meanly. And he didn't have seizures, and boy, he all of a sudden had a seizure 5 minutes later. And imagine you're going to go up against Donald Trump with 100 million people watching live. I mean, she is going down. And they've taught her when she starts having the seizures, you know, just, you know, the lighter baby seizures, just act like it's fun, act like it's cute, just kind of go through it, be calm. But you look at her, she's clearly not there. And then a few days ago, she gave this speech for 15 minutes, and her eyes weren't pointing the right direction. That video is up on InfoWars.com. And what happened? She then canceled all these events this week ahead of Monday. She's in bed getting special drugs, you name it, trying to get ready. Oh, my God, this political enemy of all of free humanity, this monster, this Medusa is falling in front of us, and it's edge of your seat. I don't know what's going to come out of this. There's so many angles. There's so many things that can happen. But I want to go to break with Obama and then come back directly to your calls, talking about world government and Americans needing to basically accept it. This is a 51-second clip. Obama, submit to world government. I'm Alex Jones.
But we have to put our money...
Oh, let's start it over. We have to put our money where our mouth is. Go ahead.
But we have to put our money where our mouths are. And we can only realize the promise of this institution's founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations like my own accept constraints. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country. For professing a belief in international norms.
He's getting ready to be the global
and multilateral institutions. But I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action.
See?
Not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules.
Get this break. I can't help it.
Over the long term enhances our security.
Yeah, start this over. Back it up again.
We have to put our money.
This is so mega epic. This 51-second clip that, again, you could teach a college course on treason, on treachery, on subterfuge, on infiltration. We as a culture and a society are designed to battle men in uniforms attacking us with their flags. We know what's going on. There's rules to war. But the British in the last 300, 400 years started using corporate ways to take over countries with the British East India Company, and then it merged with the Dutch-British East India Company. And I've probably read, I'm not bragging, I'm just letting you know I am a scholar. Most professors that, you know, claim they teach those periods of history, I bet you haven't read 20 books on India and the British East India Company and how the Brits controlled them with the Great Game. I have probably read 50 on that alone. Because I used to be a selfish person. I love history. I used to read a history book almost every day like a pig. From high school right through to about 5 years into media, I would just go do my show once a day, do a few things, work on a film. You know, I worked 8 hours, 9 hours a day, but I just never saw myself as being this big shot. So I would go home and I wouldn't watch TV. If I wasn't taking my girlfriend out or going for a hike or whatever, I would read a history book. I'd look up and it'd be 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. I'd put another big, fat, juicy history book down that I got at the library. And I don't mean to digress. It's just that what you're witnessing is the British government model of corporately taking over your government. They did it starting in 1922 at Pratt House, the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City. And when I say the Brits taking over, I mean a model of corporate control. The Brits are the biggest slaves out there. Great people, but absolutely enslaved. Their sovereignty being destroyed. The New World Order, George Soros, hates them. So when you hear him get up there and say, we have to give up some of our sovereignty for this world, and he's, quote, being criticized because he pushes that, they've gone from denying all of this to admitting it and saying we need a, quote, liberal new world order. That was in the full speech. I should do a special report just on this treasonous speech yesterday. But you notice he is out there like a prostitute shaking his ass on the street corner, you know, to the Johns driving by saying, love you long time. You know, not too buku. He is over there on the street corner shaking his butt in front of the globalists, everybody prostrating himself and us at the knees of the megacorporations that have looted the third world, saying, I want to be the Secretary General of the UN. I want to be the head of the Davos Group. I want to be the head of the Bilderberg Group. I want to be the head of the IMF and World Bank. I want to graduate to that next level. I've spent my whole life transferring American power into this global government body. And now I want to go to the next level. He is, you know, one last stick in the eye of the American people. Notice he says, this UN building was founded, by the Rockefellers. It's their land. They gave the money. The most evil, horrible people you could ever imagine, setting up a corporate world government for themselves. So, do we get apologies on this when we're proven right again? Just like we were proven right on everything else, basically. I wasn't proven right. Rockefeller wrote books bragging about it. David Rockefeller wrote a book 7-8 years ago admitting he's setting up world government. I'd like to be able to take credit for all this, but I didn't. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Frank in Maryland. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, just turn your radio off.
Sorry,
I'm going to turn your radio off.
I turned it
Please.
Off.
No, you go ahead.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, you turn the radio off. Go ahead. Good, yes, I love it. Obama pisses me off. I'm sorry. I love you, Frank. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they were complaining about debates being too long before, but now let's have a 3-hour debate and see who can stand and withstand the whole time there during the debate.
I agree. Hey, Ted Cruz, man, 26-hour filibuster. I couldn't do that. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll push it out there. She's not going to want to do it. As long as he pushes it out there, and when she denies it, you know, then she'll seem weak. I mean, she knows she can't do it.
You are such a genius, Frank. That's a great idea. Trump ought to challenge her to a 3-hour debate, an hour and a half of them talking, and then an hour and a half of questions, since she's so scared of press conferences. You're a genius, Frank!
All he has to do is relax and sit back. I mean, even if he makes a mistake, it doesn't matter. I mean, she's going to, you know, even if she stands the whole time, it's still going to look bad for her.
She's so incredibly sexy. I want to look at her a little bit more.
Well,
Frank, I want you to know one of my greatest pitfalls is I you get like a pet peeve over the years of thousands of calls with the radio on. And I apologize, I was being a jerk earlier. And I appreciate you. And that's a great point you made, though. And it's absolutely central. But how do you deal with it? I get so mad at Obama and the globalists and Hillary that my anger spills over in my everyday life watching this treason. How do you deal with that? Because that's my biggest problem is I'm so pissed off at them. I guess I care too much. I mean, how do I turn it off and not care? Can you tell me that?
No, I went through the whole transformation, like listening to you and your supporters, and it was hard to go through that. Your supporters helped me through that. And I'm going to tell you, all I realize is good is going to win. They're going to be bad. There's always going to be bad out there. I've met evil people that I know as friends, whoever. It doesn't matter. I mean, you find the good, and you go.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. Look at Hillary collapsing. Look at the Brexit. Look at globalism in trouble. Look at Russia getting out from under it. The evil isn't invincible. It's not invincible. It's always, you know, more and more horrible until the dawn actually gets there. And you're absolutely right. I think what I got from what you said was that, hey, look, we're going to make it through this.
It was just an angel, man. Yeah, that's all it was, man. It's not, if you don't want to believe in that, that's fine. Just an angel on the conquer something that he can't conquer. And that's how it is. And he's going to keep losing. Things get better in life. And people can't feel helpless about that. Things have gotten better in this country. I mean, it's not a bad country. I mean,
no, it's not. We have bad people that have hijacked it. Frank, I got to jump. You know, just over the years, talking about pet peeves, that guy was making great points. But then you hear how his phone goes in and out where you can't understand him. So you're sitting there trying to understand what he's saying. And then when you understand it, it's like, oh, that makes sense. And then you can't understand it for 5 seconds. And then, oh, that makes sense. And it just becomes torture. Because you want to hear the caller. You want to hear the great things they have to say. But then you wonder. They're going to have their radio up. They're going to say hello, 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 over and over again to you. And then their phone's going to start going in and out. And you think, you know, I'm supposed to be a tough guy. I should be able to handle this. It's 20-plus years of it. It starts to get to you. Maybe what's happening is the veneer of civilization is peeling away for all of us. For the globalist, for the average person, you name it, a quickening is happening. Judgment Day, the hand of doom, but also the hand of opportunity, moves in all of our lives. Second hour, 70 seconds away, Infowars.com. Get the free app today.
Thank you for the new app is out. GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how...